The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. We are live here inside the MDN studios. We will be taking phone calls a little bit later on in the hour after the top dog of the week. I can sense that some folks want to get in and respond to what Bev had to say. I'll offer you my thoughts on things after hearing her and after, you know, just kind of getting a better lay of the land just by reading up on some things and, drawing some conclusions of my own. But we'll get to that coming up. For now, it is time for the top dog of the week with our friends from the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Do such an amazing job of caring for the animals that need to be cared for in our community. Joining us, as she does every single week, is Wendy Welch. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
So good to see you, my dear.
Great to see you. You know, we were talking before about the Love Train and how there are so many adopters. We literally at the Humane Society of Huron Valley could not do what we do without you and your supporters. I don't know where these adopters come from, but I am so grateful.
So how many puppies did you have last week?
Nearly 40.
And how many puppies do you have left?
None.
That's amazing.
It really is.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
And all those puppies got adopted, but they did. And that brings us to this week's top dog of the week.
Yes, it's Callaway. Callaway is not a puppy. Callaway is 4 years young. He is a gray and white, like dark gray and white, maybe shepherd mix, we're thinking. He's about 86 pounds, so he is a big guy. He came to us as a stray, Sam, back in November. And we think he's in foster right now, and he's proving himself to be the perfect dog. He's so smart. He knows sit, lie down. He can shake not with just one paw, but both paws. He knows how to shake with. He's just a super sweetheart. He loves to snuggle. He loves to play. He loves walks. He's just really fun. He came to us at first and he was nervous, which happens to a lot of dogs. You know, they come into this shelter, which has lots of animals, lots of people, lots of things going on, lots of different smells, and they kind of flip out. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way that he was. And then we get him into a home, and he's like, oh, yes, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Right, right.
Let me show you my real personality. And right. That's what's happened with him. So he's a really great dog. He does ask, he does want to go to a home where all of the kids are over age 12 because he's big. He's a big guy. And he's not that into other dogs. He's more into people. So he'd love a home with no other doggy friends.
Yeah, you know, that's what makes foster so great is that, you know, some animals just in the shelter setting, mm-hmm. you don't get a chance to get a good feel for them.
Yeah.
And right. who they are.
Yes.
As dogs, right? So
exactly.
you want to get a feel for the personality of the dog, how they're going to be with you.
Yes.
Foster can really offer that.
Totally. Yes. And they know, you know, like what treats the dog likes and what the dog's kind of habits are and everything. And it's just really great to adopt from foster. You know, some people think it's a little harder because you don't go into our shelter, but really it's easier because we can make the meet and greet at a time that's convenient for you. So really all you need to do to meet Callaway is either give us a call at 734-662-5585 or email us at adoptions@hshv.org and we'll set up a good time to meet.
If you want to see Callaway, you can always go to the website at hshv.org. Again, hshv as in Victor. .org, or you can make it out to the facility. Wendy, your hours of operation and location.
Yeah, the Humane Society of Huron Valley is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor, and we are open for adoption 7 days a week. So Saturdays and Sundays, we're open 11 to 5. Thursdays and Fridays are our late nights where we're open 11 to 7. And then Monday through Wednesday, we're open 11 to 6.
All right. So events.
Yes.
The Humane Society of Huron Valley is synonymous with events. So what do you guys have coming up?
The first thing that we have coming up is actually tomorrow. It's movie night at the Cat Cafe, where we watch an animal-themed movie and snuggle with the cats at the Cat Cafe. It is for all ages, so you can bring your whole family, just $10 a person, which includes the movie or movie, all the cat snuggling that you want, and freshly popped popcorn and snacks. So it's a great deal, and of course, the proceeds go to helping the homeless animals in our community. So you're not only having a good time, you are helping out the animals in our community. So you can check that out at tinylions.org.
Okay, and so is that a reservation-based thing? How does that work?
Yes, so you get a ticket.
Oh,
so,
gotcha.
Yes. Yep, but you get your tickets online at tinylions.org, or you can go to hshv.org and click on our events calendar.
All right. What else do you guys have on the horizon?
Gosh, this is going to be really fun, Sam. The Ann Arbor Distilling Company over on Felt Street next Thursday is doing Yappy Hour.
What is that?
Yappy Hour. So Yappy Hour next Thursday from 4:30 to 6 at the Ann Arbor Distilling Company. They're going to have adoptable dogs. They're going to have a meet and greet of some of our adoptable dogs. And they're going to have drink specials that are all canine themed.
Okay.
And then they're also going to be collecting donations for the Humane Society of Huron Valley. So you can bring, obviously, money, toys, food, what have you. But it should be a really fun time. This is the first time they're doing this for us, a benefit for the Humane Society of Huron Valley, next Thursday from 4:30 to 6.
All right, I gotcha. And I get this question all the time. You addressed it last week, but just so people can get it marked on their calendars,
yeah,
your next low-cost vaccine clinic.
Yes, it's going to be the second Saturday in March.
Second Saturday in March, folks. Mark it on your calendars. I know a lot of folks are looking forward to it. You can get vaccinations, preventative, microchips, all for a very affordable price. You cannot beat it. So mark it on your calendars.
Please.
All right. So let's come back around and talk about this week's top dog of the week.
Yes, it's Callaway. And Callaway is the cutest dark gray and white boy that you've seen. He could be a shepherd mix. We don't know without a DNA test. But regardless, we know that he's really sweet and cute and could be great in lots of homes. Check out his picture at hshv.org. And please either give us a call or email us or stop in and we will set up a meet and greet for you and Callaway.
All right, folks. Again, if you want to see Callaway or any of the other animals that are up for adoption, HSHV as in Victor.org, HSHV.org. One more time with your hours of operation and location.
The Humane Society of Huron Valley is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road, which is right next to this cute little town of Dixboro. And we're open for adoption 7 days a week. Monday through Wednesday, we're open 11 to 6. Thursdays and Fridays, we're open 11 to 7. And then Saturdays and Sundays, we're open 11 to 5.
All right, folks. Well, Wendy, thanks a lot for your time, my dear.
Thank you.
We will talk to you again next week.
Sounds great.
All right, so a couple of things here. Folks, we have a giveaway. And as a matter of fact, I shouldn't say a giveaway. We have many giveaways. We're giving away tickets to tomorrow night's Pistons game throughout today's show. And Ira, tomorrow is a special Pistons night, is it not?
Tomorrow night is a very special Pistons night because it's Michigan night with the Detroit Pistons. You can get more information at Pistons.com/GoBlue tomorrow night. Of course, GR3 will be on the Pistons side. We can hope that Duncan Robinson will be on the bench for the Miami Heat side, but those two-week contracts are really hard to know when guys are going to be up in the big squad or down in the G League. But there's always a chance Duncan will be there. But if you buy your tickets through the link of Pistons.com/GoBlue, a portion of your tickets, ticket money will go to support the university's managers and athletics trainers scholarship. So you're supporting scholarships at Michigan by buying your tickets. You get a chance. I know the Wolverine Trooper is going to be there. There's going to be some other Michigan themed things going on. Sam Webb's going to be there. Mm-hmm. So you can always try to find Sam in the crowd and say hi to him as well. So more information at Pistons.com/GoBlue. And if you buy tickets through there, you get a Michigan winter beanie. It's a navy blue Pistons Michigan winter beanie. So it's maize and blue with the Pistons logo and maize and blue and the Michigan logo, obviously, the block M on there. So a cool winter cap that has your Pistons and Michigan logos on it in maize and blue. Plus, again, as I said, a portion of your ticket money will go to support the university's managers and athletic trainers scholarship fund. So you can get more information at Pistons.com/GoBlue. That's Pistons.com/GoBlue.
And so if you want to go to Michigan night at tomorrow night's Pistons game down at Little Caesars Arena, all you have to do is be caller number 7 at 734-998-1050. Again, caller number 7 at 734-998-1050. You get a pair of free Pistons tickets. You cannot beat that. When we come back on the other side, reaction to to the conversation with Bev Plocke. She talked about the, you know, what went into the decision to hire Rhonda Fain, the background check, all of the due diligence they did, and then the decision to reverse course. Your reaction to that, I'll give mine on the other side. Before we get to the break, don't forget also, with the change of season, means that the snow is coming. The snow's going to stick. You got to be ready to move it. Our friends at Bullion Sales and Service can help you with that. Why? Because they have not only the best equipment around, but then they're going to help you with it. They're going to put you with the best equipment, and they're going to help you use it, learn to use it. You won't get that at a box store. You go to a box store, you get a machine in a box. But at Bullion, when you get your machine there, it's assembled, it's prepped, it has gas and oil. They'll even teach you how to operate it. They'll deliver it for a small fee if you need them to. And what's more, they can get your parts and service for your new machine. And not only that, military and first responders can save $300 to $1,000 on Simplicity, Snapper, and Briggs & Stratton equipment, valued at $3,000 and more. Bullion Sales has teamed up with the Briggs & Stratton Products Group to give these discounts to your first responders and military service personnel. Bullion Sales will offer an instant rebate, and then Briggs & Stratton will match it with a Visa gift card for the people who do the most to serve and protect our communities here and around the world. That's a Bullion Sales and Service now through February 28th. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. Back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.